Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
This is trending then on social media this morning. Over 130 million mentions since yesterday on the Asian version of Twitter. So this is going to kick off. We've had the Ice Bucket Challenge over the last couple of years and that horrendous neck nomination thing that was kicking around as well. But this is a nice, easy one that we can all have a go at without getting too hurt. So what you got to do, you've got to stand up. And basically, this is the belly button challenge. And what you've got to do, so, for example, your left arm...
Does it have to be your left?
No, you can do it with your right. You can do it with your right. OK, so right or left, whichever you want. So let's do it with my left, because I'm left-handed, so I'm going to do left arm. So you put your left arm round your back... And then you have to try and get your hand to come round and touch your belly button.
Is this like the one where you have to try and lick your elbow?
It's a bit like that. Okay.
You look like an idiot.
But what you've got to try and do is post a selfie of yourself trying to do it. And seriously...
Without trying to injure yourself.
Over the last 12 months, not a hope in hell.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I can barely get that around the top of my hip. Don't mind any
further.
And actually, I think I've actually hurt my shoulder now as well. You didn't manage it either, did you?
No,
I don't know. We'll have to have some therapy there, I think, now. What's going on? That hurts. Now, we always like to help whenever we can. If you've got an event on or you need help with something, get in touch and we'll see if we can help. We like to give it a push for you. And Dave's been in touch. Morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Morning. So, we've mentioned this event a bit over the last couple of weeks, but things are starting to build up a little bit here. Just for people who've not heard what you're planning, what are you planning for later on this year, Dave?
So this is a massive event on behalf of for Three Wishes. It's an unusual Ironman all the way from Aintree to Standish. And normally Ironman, cycling, swimming, but this one's got kayaking instead, so quite a bit of a challenge.
OK, all right, so this just mentioned Three Wishes. What is Three Wishes for people who don't know what Three Wishes is?
Three Wishes is your local hospital's charity, so it's Wrightington, Wigan and Lee, and it's for patient comfort, and each hospital has their own wish during the year, and so it's for that. So it's a charity that everybody can touch, because it's literally your hospital, it's your money.
Okay, and you're doing it all in memory of your father-in-law, isn't it, who died last year?
Tragically, my father-in-law was murdered last year at Aintree Racecourse, hence why the Ironman is setting off from there.
Yeah, okay, so what do you need our help with? What do you need people's help with at the moment, Dave?
I need help with... we need to get people from Standish to Aintree with their cycles. So I was hoping a local bus company could maybe say, yeah, we can take some, and that'd be absolutely brilliant. The second thing I need is marshals. I need people to just stand there and wave people goodbye and wave people hello and also make sure that they're safe on the road.
Okay, right, so just remind us of the date. What date are you doing it?
It's the 22nd of August.
Excellent. So if people want to sign up or get more information or maybe offer some help, where can they go, Dave?
Very easy. Go to Facebook and put in the Jeff Carr Memorial. And you should be able to find it there.
Fantastic. All right, we'll stay in touch. Let us know if there's anything else you need help with. If we can get a bus company, we'll try and fix you up, Dave. But stay in touch, and we'll speak to you again later in the year.
Brilliant, Chris. Thanks a lot, mate.
Right, let's play a little lyrics. We have Sandra on to play this morning. Morning, Sandra.
Hello, Chris.
Good morning. Now, Sandra is in Pemberton, and you're getting ready to go to work. Where do you work, Sandra?
At St John's Primary School.
Ah, splendid. So that's a nice handy little commute to work for you then, isn't it?
No, it is.
Do you walk?
Yeah.
You walk,
yeah? I do, yes. Yeah. 5 minutes up the road.
Oh, that's not so bad, is it? Okay, so what are you calling school? You call Miss? You call Mrs? What do they call? What do kids call you?
Mrs. Cave, yeah.
Cave, that's your Sunday name, right? Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
And it was funny. It's a bit since I've done it, but I should go back and do some more. My local primary school used to go in and do reading and stuff with the kids there, and because there's so many ladies in school, aren't there? The kids were calling me Miss. They just couldn't get their head around that there was a bloke in school.
Exactly. Yeah, they do that now. Yeah.
Do you,
male teachers?
It's like what? No, I'm not. So anyway, so you're off there to teach, and you're selling it celebration worship this morning. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
All right, so do you sing along, Sandra?
Oh, everyone sings along, yes.
Oh, so there's no miming. You do actually sing, do you?
Oh, no, actions as well.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Hand clapping and everything. And excellent. OK, well, looking forward. We might be able to hear you. We'll open the window, see if we can hear you. Right. OK, well, let's see if we can win you some movie tickets here. We've got Cineworld St Helens tickets up for grabs this morning, Sandra, and our little lyric from the kids at St Richard's Catholic Primary School in Skelmersdale this morning sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Alex, and this is my lyric. This is torture. This is pain. It feels like I'm going to go insane. I hope you're coming back real soon, because I don't know what to do.
Hang on, turn this microphone on. There we go. That's all. Okay, Sandra, so what is the song and who sings it?
It's When You're Gone. It's Bryan Adams and Mel C.
Listen. Spotted, Sandra. Fabulous. Well, well done. You got yourself a couple of movie tickets for Cineworld in St. Helens, Sandra. All right, anybody you want to say hi to while you're here with us?
Just my daughters and everybody at St. John's.
Brilliant. Yeah. OK, we've done it. Okay. You know, just when you mentioned the celebration, I'm trying to think back. There must have been a song. There were two songs I remember from primary school. One was Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya. That was one. And the other one, I don't know if the kids still do, Give me oil in my lamp, keep me budding.
We do that occasionally, yeah.
Oh, I see. That takes about 30 years. I've never sung that song for about 30 years. Brilliant. Yeah. Well, Sandra, have a great day at school. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being on the radio.
Right, will do. Thanks very much.
Bye. Okay. One of our local Super League stars celebrating their birthday today. It is Wigan's Tony Club is celebrating his birthday. We've got his number here. So let's give him a call. Tony Club, here comes your birthday call.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tony. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
No worries. I'd like to say it's a pleasure. Happy birthday. So, 28, is that right?
28, yes, 28.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling very old, yes.
Okay. All the Wigan, before I go any further, the Wigan fans listening will be going, Chris, what are you faffing around about, asking about his injury? How are you doing? How far away are you?
I'm only a few weeks now. I'm due to come out of my brace the end of this week, and then it's straight into running, then it's just getting fit from there. So we are looking at the Salford game, but if not, we've got the week off after that, and maybe for the Warrington game.
Well, you've got to get yourself fit. You've got a baby on the way, haven't you, in your house?
Yeah, we're 5 days late, so it's any time now. We've got a little boy on the way, so it's a bit hectic in our house at the minute.
So what are you like as a patient then, around the house? Are you a bit grumpy? A bit rubbish?
I'm not the best of injured people. I always want things to speed up and sort of get on with it, but I'm very grumpy when it comes to being injured.
Have you got one of those bells by the side of your settee to ring when you want like a drink and stuff like that? God knows, like.
Yeah, I wish.
So game day tonight, I mean, you can't play in a derby. What's it like to play in a Wigan Saints derby?
Mate, it really is a fantastic game. It's a fantastic day, you know, because the town goes mad for it. You know, as players, it's one that we really, really get up for. You know, it's one that we definitely want to win too. Like I said, I know the town will be behind us, and you know, hopefully we'll get a good win.
What about is Louis going to be popping around with some birthday cake later on for you, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Special Saints birthday cake just for you, what do you reckon? As we get older, us blokes, we get rubbish birthday presents generally. It's pretty rubbish when we get to our age. What was the best present you got as a kid, Tony? Can you remember?
As a kid, probably a bike.
Yeah,
I used to love racing about on my bike.
Brilliant.
But as you get older, it tends to get socks and pants and everything else. So
you've been comparing bike notes with girls? Have you been comparing bike notes around the changing room?
Oh no, no one can top girls when it comes to riding bikes.
Okay, brilliant. Well, we're going to let you get off, let you get some rehab done, and I'm sure that the Wigan fans will be wishing you back on the pitch very soon. So thanks for coming on the show, Tony Club. Happy birthday!
You're more than welcome. More than welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello to you, by the way. If you saw me going around B&Q in St Helens yesterday, you wouldn't recognise me. I don't expect you to recognise me because I work on the radio. Nobody can see me. Nobody knows what I look like. However, if you were in B&Q yesterday and you saw a Muppet walking around with a Minion slipper, that was me. our little lad, Olivia, our daughter, had her bedroom done for Christmas. We spruced it all up, painted it, new bed, all the full work, new carpet, everything. And off the back of that, our four-year-old, Finn, he's decided he wants to have his bedroom done now, which is fair enough, because since he was born, it's still kind of nursery decorated. It needs updating a bit. He's a lad now, and he loves the Minions. So he wants his bedroom Minion colours. So like that kind of denim blue and the yellow of the Minions. And I was thinking, I want to get the colours as right as I can get. So yesterday I thought, what have I got? What have I got that I can take into B&Q to have a look for the paint? And the only thing I could find was one of his Minion slippers. So I was there holding up his Minion slippers to the paint charts to try and find the right colours. I think I've nailed it. I think I have.